Welcome to Sci-Fi Fidelity, Naren Shankar.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good. I have to say, that intro that I just gave you, I'm wondering if I'm correct about that, because I love what you do with gravity on this show, whether it's the effects of acceleration or zero-G maneuvers or spin gravity. Is it true what I said there? Does your PhD in applied physics come in handy? And also electrical engineering, by the way. Can't forget that.
You know, I think weirdly enough for this show, it kind of does. It certainly means that I, you know, certain things don't have to get explained to me. I don't know if you've read the novels,
yeah.
But Ty Frank and Daniel Abraham, who are collectively James S.A. Corey, they're both very technically minded, and they bake that into the books. And I think that when I was brought in to run the series, I think it was just a happy marriage, because maybe a lot of people would have shied away from doing it the way that we've been doing it, but my feeling was we had the opportunity to turn space into a character in this show in a way that it really hadn't been done before, or had been done so incredibly wrong so many times. You'd probably have to go back to the guy who got it right was Stanley Kubrick in 2001, and that movie was made in 1968.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's given the show, I think, a real unique signature, and people just seem to love it. We did a panel actually at Caltech last night about the science on the expanse, and the science people are just they're when you know conservation of momentum gets a big cheer from the audience. It's like you go, wow, all right, I guess we're speaking to our tribe here.
Well, you've been on the writing staff of several of the Star Trek spinoffs, as well as one of our favorite shows of all time, Farscape, all of which take place in space, like The Expanse. So is there something that draws you to space drama in particular? And how does the experience of producing this show differ from those others?
Boy, thanks for the shout out to Farscape. That was an absolutely delightful show, and really a beautiful, beautiful series in so many ways. And I find myself drawn to the genre constantly. I grew up loving the original Star Trek series. It's probably one of the reasons I became an engineer. I think it inspired me the way it did a lot of scientific people. It always seems to be a touchstone. And so when I came into the business and I got my start in Star Trek The Next Generation, that was kind of like a dream come true. And I spent probably about the first 10 years of my career on those shows, on Star Trek, on Farscape, on The Outer Limits. And at that time, I think science fiction in Hollywood was considered a little bit more of a, it was a little ghettoized, actually. It was more of a, you know, a specialty niche genre kind of a thing that didn't translate to other things. And so just to broaden my experience in the business, I started branching out, and I ended up doing cop shows for a long time, you know, running CSI for 8 years. I guess that's a pretty sciencey show as well, I guess, in some
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's right.
But what happened was, after I left CSI, I really was feeling that pull of genre, because I thought I absolutely adored Battlestar Galactica. I was very jealous of my good friend Ron Moore. I really wished I'd been on that show with him, because that was like happening at the same time as CSI. And I just felt the pull back to the genre, because what you were able to do visually on screen had expanded so massively. You know, it enabled you to realize it at a visual level in a way that it had never really been done before. And when The Expanse came along, it was just really, you know, exactly the right time with the right people, and here we are, season 2.